Good morning, listeners. Achieving excellence in ministry through effective Christ-centered leadership and living remains a theme that we're focusing on in this series of messages. We are continuing to examine the life of the Apostle Paul, who demonstrated this theme throughout his life and ministry. Today, we will examine how effective Christ-centered leadership exercises influence in times of crisis. We're living in times of crisis. The pace of change in our world and various happenings underscore the words of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Acts chapter 27 to 28 records Paul's journey by ship to Rome, during which he encountered a terrific storm and shipwreck, a major crisis that posed grave danger to himself and the people he was with. How should effective Christ-centered leaders react in times of crisis? Or more prudently, how should they prepare to act? The experience of the Apostle Paul is very instructive in this. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunity. So they weighed anchor and sailed along the coast of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed the lee of a small island called Corda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, so the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship to hold it together. Because they were afraid they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, they lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" Acts 27, 13 to 26. Paul was an inmate on a virtual prison ship. As a prisoner, Paul began with zero influence, but by the end of the voyage, everyone was listening to him, including the centurion in charge of the ship. How was this possible? As an effective Christ-centered leader, Paul, 1, possessed sound judgment. In verse 10, Paul assessed the situation. "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to the ship and cargo and to our lives also." His speech showed sound wisdom and experience. key characteristics of effective leaders. Two, he spoke with authority and credibility. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss." Verse 21. Paul unashamedly reminded the crew he had been right earlier. He was not bragging, but simply stating the truth with emphasis. Three, he was optimistic and confident. "But now I urge you to keep your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you.'" Verse 22 to 24. Leaders must be people of faith and must express hope when others are prone to despair. Paul spoke boldly. In a crisis, leaders must be courageous and strong and must exercise influence, godly influence. After all, leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less. Paul gave encouragement, number four. "So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me." Verse 25. Faith, Hebrews 11 verse 1 declares, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And verse 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." By his faith in God, Paul was able to give hope for survival and rescue. 5. Paul was honest. "Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." Verse 26. He honestly told the crew they would face problems. Leaders do not cover up the truth, but must face reality and share that reality openly. Point number 6. Paul did not compromise on principles. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it drift away. Verse 27 to 32. The ship was about to be wrecked, but Paul wouldn't drift from the God-given instructions. And by this time, the leaders on board the ship were listening to him. Number 7. Paul remained focused. Just before dawn, Paul urged all to heed. "For the last 14 days," he said, "you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head." Paul focused on objectives, not obstacles. effective Christ-centered leaders take charge in a crisis. They listen to God, give directions, and inspire confidence. The people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Daniel 11, verse 32. The greatest preparation for the crises of life is to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. His invitation is open. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Accept his invitation today.